This is God's Covenant Church, a church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the scripture that says, "And now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord." We fear the Lord thy God, and we walk in all of his ways. And there's a scripture that says, there's a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the Lord said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." And we're the people of God. We are holy like our Father. And we're thanking God for the God of truth. We have the God of truth, and we have a teaching priest, and we have the laws of God. And we're thanking God for our great pastor who is walking in the ways of God, teaching us the ways of God. And we're serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're thanking God for our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elder Batiste, elders and missionary, deacons and all the saints, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. I want to speak to you today about what it means to let Christ come into your heart. Before we get into that thought, we have a number from the choir, "If Ye Be Risen." Choir. Called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what God did. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8000. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're here because of the great work of our great Bishop Barfield. The stand she took. Yes, our great Bishop Philip.
Yes.
And our great Bishop Dorothy. A stand in holiness.
Yes.
They're in the bosom of God right now, and we're with them.
Yes.
One in spirit.
Yes.
We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people."
Yes.
And I'm glad to know that. I was taught that. I understand the scripture. And this scripture stands today and forever.
Yes.
And it was yesterday. It yet stands. And all that God do, you cannot add anything to it and you can't take anything away. Now let's go to the scripture, Revelation 3 and 20. The reason why I have this thought today, I read some words of some celebrities that used to be in the limelight. They're yet in the entertainment business, and they have traveled the circuit for years. And now they are as old as the word OLD. And now they found Christ. They said there was something missing. And they said they have let Christ into their heart. And I beg to differ with that according to the fruit, because they're yet on the circuit.
That's right.
But the circuit they're into now is to those that have grown old as they are with them.
Yeah.
They still want to see them. That's fine. But they're still singing Stone Cold, and Scurry Down. They're still singing the same songs before God called me. The songs I used to sing, I don't sing Scurry Down anymore. We sing the songs of Zion, and we sing because we're not in a strange land. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. Revelation 3 and 20 says what?
Behold, I stand at the door.
Now listen
and
to what the scripture is saying. And I know so many read this scripture. They say that's the words of Jesus. Jesus has been standing at the door knocking since Adam. So this didn't come since he left here. God has been knocking on the mind of man since he put him here. He stands at the door and knocks. That means he's going to get your attention. Somebody is trying to get in.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him.
What?
And he with me.
Now that's beautiful. But the key here is hearing. If you hear his voice.
Yeah.
And so many haven't heard the voice of the Son of God. He said, well, that's Jesus. Well, you're not going to see him anymore until you say, blessed is he that cometh in his name.
Beautiful.
That one that comes in his name must lift up the voice.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
yes.
That's the voice of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
That's what the Son does. Thank God.
Yes.
We have lively stones here. It's a blessing to be alive.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to Psalms 119 and 30.
All right, Pastor.
He said, I stand at the door and I'm knocking. Mm-hmm. And when the Lord did come, and as the prophets before, and the wise men that were sent, and the scribes that he sent, and the apostles he sent, they were lifting up the voice and knocking at the door of man's mind with the word, but so many did not receive him. That's why the Lord said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, because when they spoke with us, said the Lord, they were rejected.
Yes.
And what they are receiving is what they think is God and think is Jesus, and they're receiving a picture painted of Jesus that's not him.
Right,
it's that devil.
Yes.
Just like in the garden, when the Lord said, the day you eat of this tree, you're going to surely die. The devil said, you will not surely die, and changed the focus and said, but you're going to be as gods, which was true. But the part about dying, they forgot about that.
Yes.
Their minds weren't on that.
Yes.
That's what the Lord said. You could not add to it, and you cannot take it, take anything away. Psalms 119 and 130, what does it say?
I have chosen the way of truth.
Isn't that beautiful? Psalms 119 and 130.
Oh, 130.
Thank God.
Excuse me,
Pastor. 119 and 130, because we're talking about God standing at the door,
yes,
knocking.
Yes.
Now, the door is the entrance,
yes, it is,
to God.
Yes, it is.
And when you enter into God, you're at the door.
Yes.
And your mind is a door also. But the door that God is standing at is his anointed, because that's the gateway to God. Isn't that beautiful? And if you don't receive them, you're not receiving the word. What does it say?
The entrance of thy words giveth light.
Now, wait a minute. So if we are lights of the world, we all should be lights. He said, let your light so shine. He said, I've come a light into the world. He said, ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine that men can see your good works. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Because the entrance,
yes, of thy words, of thy word, light,
giveth light. So any light of God, any knowledge of God is the entrance.
Yes.
You come in through knowledge.
Yes.
What?
It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Somebody is going to, and whoever looked at a natural light and got to understand anything. You can flick this light on, you can be just dumb as you were before you flicked it on.
That's right. That's right.
But light is someone giving you back knowledge.
Beautiful.
That's why God styled his anointed as lights. You get knowledge from them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. St. John 10 and 1, let's go there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Stay with me.
Yes.
Follow me through the scripture. And what I'm telling you is not what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I think. Oh, I have thought up. I think this because I was taught this, and I was taught this through the scripture.
Yes. Yes.
That's what the scripture says. And I'm rightly dividing it. And if you hear, blessed are your ears, for they hear. If you don't, I don't have a problem with that.
Yes.
This is not for everybody. This is for the sheep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 10 and 1.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
So here's the thing. You've got to identify what that door is.
That's right.
Because so many say, well, Jesus, he is the door.
Mm-hmm.
But his flesh is not the door.
No.
It's the word that abided within him.
Beautiful.
That's the door to God. That's the entrance. The light he shone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the entrance.
Yes.
When you come up another way, sonship is the entrance. You got to come just like he. He is not, and he wasn't Baptist or Methodist. He was holy. So if you're not holy, you are not entering in at the same door he entered in.
Right, Pastor. Right.
Seventh verse says what?
Seventh verse. Then Jesus said unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
Now it says, 10 and 1, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing the way, is a thief and a robber.
Right.
And he said, you know, I am the door.
Mm-hmm.
Which means sonship, leadership, anointed, a light.
Mm-hmm.
They all represent the door.
Right.
You've got to come through the preacher.
Yes.
You don't enter in by yourself. You got to come through the light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it's got to be the light of God, not a reflection of the light. It's got to be the light. That's why he said, you're the light of the world. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say to you again, what? Verily, verily, I say to you, I am the door
of the sheep.
Of the sheep. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go to St. John 14 and 6. Let's go there. I want to rush this, but you follow me as I follow the Lord through the scripture. And let the scripture talk to your mind.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes, Pastor.
Because when you let in truth and let in the word and receive it, and to the extent where you put it in action, that's how you receive Christ in your life.
Yes.
That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart. In other words, don't lose it. Let it stay with you.
Right.
To the extent you obey it and follow it.
Yes.
Then you can say, Christ is in my life.
Yes.
14 and 6.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way.
Now he said, I am the way.
Mm-hmm. The
now
truth.
The way of God is the entrance to God.
Yes.
Get into the way.
God.
Because that's how you enter into God. Yes. That's how you receive him into your life, by letting the way of God into your heart, into your life. That means obey it and begin to be like that.
Right.
Walk in the way.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Take on his way. Then you can say, Christ is in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I am the way, what?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
So the scripture says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. So if he said, I am the truth, and the law is the truth, they must be one. And he said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets, because that's the way. That's the interest of God, by obeying the law, which is God's word. And the dumb preachers don't know it. Now, why do I call them dumb? Because my brother did, Isaiah. My brother said, they're all dumb dogs, loving the bark, cannot slumber. He didn't talk about a regular dog. He's a dumb dog is one that's without keeping the commandments. Those that are without.
Yes.
That's what they were described as being.
Yes.
They don't get mad at me. That's what the Spirit of God through my brother said. I believe it's in Isaiah. They're all dumb dogs. Greedy dogs. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 35 and 8. Let's go there. Brother Isaiah is wonderful.
All right, yes, he is.
I love reading him. And if you all don't like what he's saying, I suspect you might want to tear that scripture out. And if you tear one scripture out of the compilation, you might as well throw the whole Bible away. Because they all bear witness to each other. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 35 and 8. What does it say?
And in highway.
Now, I believe Elder Batista, she didn't know I was going to bring this in thought to today. But she quoted that scripture opening up.
Yes.
And what?
And in highway shall be there.
What?
And a way.
Now, wait a minute. He said, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
So this way that the Lord is was way back in the days of old. Didn't change.
Yes.
Yes.
Highway shall be there and a way. What?
And it shall be called the way of holiness.
So he said, I am the way. The Lord is holiness. So holiness is the entrance to God.
All right.
You want to find God? You want Christ to come into your life? Let holiness in and get into holiness.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Because
yes.
When you let holiness in, holiness sups with you and you sup with holiness. Not with Baptist or Methodist. It's holy living. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Way of holiness. What?
Mm-hmm. The unclean shall not pass over it.
What?
But it shall be for those, the wayfaring
men.
We're
wayfaring men.
Right.
For those.
Yes.
The wayfaring men. What?
Though fools shall
we
not
we might
err
be fools. Say, y'all foolish. Y'all back under the old Mosaic law.
Yes.
We're in holiness. That beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
We're wayfaring men, though fools.
Though fools shall not err therein.
Though we're fools, but we don't err therein.
That's
because
beautiful.
We're in the right way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
let's go to Hebrews 12 and 10. Let's see what Hebrews says.
Go ahead,
because, you know, they say, oh, you know what? I see the Lord. I see Jesus. But the scripture ain't telling you that. The scripture is telling you if you see him, you're going to see him through holiness. You're going to see him through living a peaceable life. And it also said, great peace have they which love thy law.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? So if you don't love God's law, You are not in peace. Now that's what the scripture says. Now you saying that, Brother Boyd. I'm glad you called me brother.
All right, Pastor.
But I ain't going to call you brother if you're not a commandment keeper.
That's right.
What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. For they verily, for a few days, chastened us after their own pleasure.
Talking about these fathers, naturally so.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But he, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
Now, the Lord is chastening us. It's for our profit.
Yes.
And when the preacher or the anointed that God sends, it's not for their profit. It's for your profit.
Yes.
That you might be holy.
Yes.
It's about holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Read the 14th verse. What does it say?
Follow peace.
Now, the scripture tells you, follow peace. Now, I'm following peace. How can you follow peace if you don't have respect to not having gods before God?
Right.
Not making any graven images, not taking the name in vain. You have no respect for remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Okay.
How can you have follow peace and you don't believe in holiness?
Mm-hmm.
Because without holiness, you got chaos.
Yes. That's right.
Follow peace.
With all men.
With all men.
And holiness.
What? Now, it ain't about, you only treat those nice that go to your church. No, we don't. We follow peace with all men.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just common sense that those you dwell among, you're going to show a special to the household of faith. That's where God is.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you God is with you. God is not with you if you're not keeping God's commandments. But God is everywhere. He's not with you, though. But that don't mean because he's not with you. We love everybody just like the Lord. He loved mankind, but he have respect unto those that keep his commandments. And God said, I love those that love me.
All right.
That beautiful?
Yes.
So let's just right divide everything. God don't love no sinner.
All right.
He loved the righteous.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Follow peace and holiness.
Without which no man shall see the
now,
Lord.
Now listen what the word is saying. Without which. So if you're going to tell me you Methodist, you make that scripture lie. You say, well, I see Jesus. You can't even see him if you're not following peace and holiness. You cannot see him. So if you're not living holy and following peace and you tell me you see the Lord, I'll call you a liar because the scripture is true.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes. Follow peace with all men and holiness.
And holiness. That's what we're all about.
Yes.
We follow peace with all men. I don't care what your nationality, what your so-called religious belief. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. But I believe what the scripture is saying.
Right.
What?
Without which.
Without which. Either one.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No man shall see the Lord.
It didn't say some men. No man.
No man.
Going to see him.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to St. John 14 and 6 again. Let's go back there. It's a lot in St. John 14. The Lord said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, fine. That's beautiful. I say the same thing because that's what the scripture says. But do you have to rightly divide and understand what the way is and what the truth is and what the life is? This life is keeping God's commandments. That's what the scripture says, not what I feel or think. So, well, I don't believe the Lord would treat me. I'm a nice person. It's a lot of nice people burning.
Go ahead.
You got to be holy not to burn. That beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 14 and 6. Read it again.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth,
so
and
let's
the
talk
life.
About the truth. So, well, he's the truth. One came in here and said, he's King of Kings. That's what he's going to tell me something. And Lord of Lords, I knew that. When we used to sing the Messiah when we ended in school.
Right.
King of King, I knew that. Lord of love, and he shall reign. I knew all of that. The man said it, he was slobbering on his mouth.
Was.
He King of Kings.
Yes,
and the slobber coming out of his mouth.
Yes,
come on.
Right,
and I was eating.
All right.
Just about.
Right.
Yeah, I think we were eating.
Yes, we
okay,
were.
Whatever.
Yes,
I was eating the word. Says, I see you like, no, I'm not.
All right.
Everybody knows, I say, he the way, the truth, and the life. I know that. Let's see what the truth is. Psalms 119, 142.
Oh,
we know it, but let's read it.
Right.
Yes.
Because the scripture is true.
Yeah.
And I believe the Lord came here to bear witness
mm-hmm.
to the truth. So the truth was here before he got here. And I believe it came by him. He said, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
That's right.
The law came by Moses. All the same.
Oh,
what does it say?
It says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is.
Well, they
the
said,
truth.
Well, the law was given by Moses, but not grace and truth.
Mm-hmm.
That came by Jesus Christ. It sure did.
Mm-hmm.
The law is the truth.
Right.
Yes,
Right. It was given by Moses because it was given to him by the author of it, who is the Lord, to give to the people. Right. Isn't that beautiful? Right.
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 17:17. Let's go there.
All right.
You know what? I want you to quote what the Lord said. That was the Lord's quote there, right over there. And some, through the Spirit, through his anointing.
All right.
Or the one he moved upon, still the Lord. Everything in it is the Lord. But everything don't mean it is God. It means that he quoted everything to write.
Right.
God moved on everyone to write in here.
Yes.
But everything is not God. He said, now search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me.
Yes.
Now, when he's talking about Cain, he ain't testifying about the Lord. He's talking about the devil.
That's right.
When you talk about Pharaoh, he's talking about that devil, not the Lord.
That's right.
So everything ain't the Lord.
Right.
But the Lord inspired everything to be written.
Yes.
Psalm 17:17, what does it say?
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Now, wait a minute. Sanctify them through thy truth. That means the law.
Right.
We just read it, right?
Yes.
Thy law is truth. So how can you receive Christ into your heart? And Christ said, I am the way, the truth. He's the truth. He's the law.
Yes.
But you said the law was done away with. So how are you going to get in there? You won't receive it.
That's right.
Sanctify them through thy truth.
Thy word is
truth. Wait a minute. The word is truth. I'm preaching the word. Well, you should be preaching the law then. Because the law is the truth.
Right.
Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
Then you, if you're preaching the law and preaching the truth, you're preaching Jesus.
Right.
So if you're going to receive him into your heart, you're receiving the law.
Right.
The word, the truth is all the same.
That beautiful?
Thank God. I'm getting some claps over because I know we all believe and see, and our eyes are blessed, and our ears are blessed because we see and hear. Malachi 2:6. Let's go there. Malachi. Thank God for Brother Malachi. All of my brothers. Witness to what I believe in.
Yeah.
It was because of them I believe it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Because
yes,
all of our brothers, I'm going to say Ava, they are testifying and bringing knowledge, and we have received it.
Yeah.
Malachi 2 says, I can receive Malachi 2:6. What does it say?
The law of truth was in his mouth.
Now he's talking about the one that God sent.
Mm-hmm. And
you don't know, it's pastor. Don't you know? It's whoever God sends. The law of truth
was
in his mouth. What?
And iniquity was not found in his lips.
What?
He walked with me in peace and equity.
Wait a minute. Because it says, great peace
have
they that love thy law.
Right.
And he walked with me in peace and equity. What?
And did turn many away from iniquity.
So he didn't turn many from some iniquity,
Right.
That means all of it.
Right.
Many. Not everybody, because everybody's not going to receive him.
Right, not sir.
But the ones he turned from it, they received him, the word, in their heart. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Take John 14:6 and read it again.
Right. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
We may not be able to get into much more of this, but if you want to see the rest of what we're talking about, check the website out.
Right.
Deacon Debbie, you're going to hear again at the end of the broadcast.
Yes.
Jot it down.
Go ahead.
Get in there and you can see what the holy people look like. Isn't that beautiful? We don't look like the world.
No.
Thank God. What does it say? 14:6. Read again.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way,
what?
The truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Cannot come but by the door, by the way, by the truth.
Beautiful.
By having the life. Go to St. John 5.
All right.
St. John 5:39. Let's see what it's saying there. We like to take our time. When this broadcast is finished, we will continue in the word. Knowledge, this is food for our soul.
It is.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
This is our daily bread.
Isn't
that beautiful? Daily.
Uh-huh.
5:39 says what?
Search the scriptures.
Now it's telling you to search the scripture. Get into the scripture and search. That means you cannot start at Genesis. I'm going to read the whole book of Genesis. No, you got to search.
All right.
You know, like an engine. Life, find out what everything life say. This is good. Punch in life, search. They give you life here, life there.
Isn't that beautiful?
You're searching.
Searching, yes, Pastor.
Search the scriptures. What?
For in them.
Now wait a minute. Did it say anything about the New Testament?
No.
Or search the Old Testament?
No.
Search the scriptures, because that's what the Lord said. Believe on me as the scripture He didn't say, I believe on me after I'm gone, only on the New Testament. No, he didn't say that. He said, search the scriptures. What?
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
In them ye think ye have eternal life. Mm-hmm. And what he was saying was, and you do. Because what did he say?
And they are they which testify of me.
So there's many scriptures. That's what I just did. Excuse me. The life truth is testifying of Jesus.
Right.
The word is testifying of Jesus. Light is testifying of Jesus.
Right.
The Lord is testifying of Jesus.
Beautiful.
God is testifying of Jesus. These are all testifying of him.
Yes.
The commandments, that's Jesus.
Right. Yes.
They are they that testify of me.
Of me.
Let's
yes.
go to Matthew 19 and 16.
Right.
Isn't this beautiful?
Beautiful.
It's just wonderful to go through the scriptures.
This is beautiful.
I knew this one elderly fellow. I'm pretty sure he's been dead for elderly years. Vernon McGee. They said, through the Bible. We're going through the Bible. And I thought that man knew something. He wasn't going nowhere. He went all through the Bible and didn't find God nowhere. According to what the knowledge tells me. He never could find him.
All right, Pastor.
One thing about Abraham, he went and God led him and he found that city.
All right. Yes.
But according to his life and what he was teaching, he didn't find God.